Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, and it's all about relationships today. We do this show once a month to talk about any and all relationships, the relationship you have with yourself, the relationship you have with God, the relationship you have with others, and even your pets. So we talk about it, and we would love for you to weigh in. So please don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to call for you and represent your relationship, and certainly don't get started with your weekend yet. I really and truly need to hear from you. Matt's waiting on the phones to take your call, and it's super easy. All you have to do is dial this number. We have a lot of first-time callers that love to get in early on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, and that is the number to call. And so you can speak to Matt Gabinski. He's waiting to answer your call, and you can talk about any relationship. If you have a relationship problem, I'm here to help. Okay. I have been a life coach for over 20 years, so I'll happily address any relationship situation. I would love to hear from you about it, because we can learn and grow together as the way the Take Two family rolls. We have Michael at the controls. We have Pedro on social media doing a fine job. So you can put your comments about relationships in the chats. Don't forget, I'm waving to everybody on the chats. Yes, I have my pledge drive Friday game hat on. Yep, so absolutely. I am hosting, or I'm one of the hosts for the pledge drive for Catholic Radio Network. And we get a lot of listeners from Catholic Radio Network that call into Take Two. So this is their final day for their pledge drive, 4-day pledge drive. And I know there are a lot of pledge drives happening all around the country. And so please, when your local listening network comes to you and says, we're trying to raise funds because we are listener supported, please give generously. Don't hesitate. Don't think somebody else is going to do it. It's got to be you. Okay. So if you're listening, you can definitely maybe do something by way of praying for the success of your local Catholic radio station, passing it on to friends, telling others about it, or pledging yourself. And don't forget EWTN. Okay. Yeah. So I'm kind of revved up because I've been going strong since 3:30 this morning on radio. So it's been very exciting. But I want to hear from the Take Two family. Okay. We're talking all about relationships today at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if you want to praise a relationship, if you want to praise God, I'm so excited that I have this relationship. Oh, I love this person, and this person is fantastic in my life. Well, then we want to praise God with you. So you can do that by calling in, or you can drop it in the chats. Pedro will retrieve it, or you can text us if you want to text about a certain relationship, maybe do a shout out for an anniversary or birthday or something of that nature. Then you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your relationship status of, you know, this is my wife. I want to celebrate our anniversary, or I want to praise my children, and where you're at with these relationships. Okay. So, maybe you're engaged. I know so many people that are engaged right now. And that's so exciting. We'd like to just praise God for that. So just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, I really do need the phone lines to light up, because it is very, very important that we hear from you. It's all about relationships, any relationship. It can be the relationship with your pets. I know so many people love to brag about those furry little creatures that we have running around that are so cute and show unconditional love. I know Marty and I, we had Gracie, our Maltese. I had her for 14 years, and boy, did she bring a lot of joy into my life. And Marty could never say no to her, ever, ever, ever. He just loved her. But I'd love to hear from you. If you have a relationship you'd like to talk about, maybe you're having a problem in your relationship, your marriage, or a situation at work, or something with a friend. You don't have to give us your first, your you know, birth name, your real first name, if it's going to put you in an awkward position with that relationship, because they may be listening to Take Two too. So you don't want to maybe do that. So you can give us your confirmation name or a name that you wish your parents always called you. Okay, so we make it super easy here for Take Two, but we do need to hear from you. So in the next 3 minutes before we hit the pause button, I'd love to see all phone lines light up and talking about relationships. Why? Because people are listening, and they're listening intently, and they love what they hear on Take Two, and they are using it right away in their lives. How do I know that? Jerry and I get the emails. We get the comments on social media. We get all of the text messaging that you guys send in. We get it all. We read it all. And we are realizing after 10 years that this show really means a lot to people. And people are listening in the privacy of their cars right now. They're listening at home in nursing homes. And we care. Jerry and I care. And we've cared from the very beginning, because we felt that this platform was very unique. And we wanted to create an environment where you felt safe and you could share anything and we could talk about it. So if you have something to say about a relationship, I'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you're a good communicator and your spouse isn't, and it's really bothering you. Maybe you are struggling in a work situation, and you're just feeling, you know, isolated or alone or something of that nature, and you want to talk about that. Maybe you at the parish. I've heard this recently, and this is very disturbing. This bothers me greatly, that people in parish ministry, they are so upset about the fact that people are, you know, talking a good talk, but they're not really walking it, and they're not really being true and genuine. And so they're saying things that appear to be very Christian, but they're not really living it and living it out in the ministry life. That's disturbing. And maybe we should talk about that. Is that happening to you? Did you sign up for a certain ministry and then you realize these people are not that nice? That's not good. Let's talk about it. I'm in a little bit of a kind of a punchy mood today. It's Friday. I'm feeling a little better, so thanks for the prayers. And I can't wait to get to Yuma, Arizona tomorrow after the Spirit World, because I'll be doing their wonderful fundraising event. And I'm so excited to be with those fine folks back in Yuma, Arizona. Okay, nobody, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. So glad you're joining us and you're not getting started with your weekend yet. We're talking all about relationships today, and I really would love to hear from you at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Karen in just a moment. I do want to let everyone know that tomorrow on the Spirit World, it's open forum at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And we'd love for you to join us and give us a call, and you can talk about anything, angels, demons, anything in between. So that's it's always open forum, is very active and very, very exciting. That's tomorrow. I just got a message. Some fine folks that said, if you're going to Yuma, Arizona, you're not going to be doing the Spirit World. No, I'm doing the Spirit World first, and then I'm jumping in the car and driving to Yuma, Arizona, which is about 3 hours away. And we wanted to really wish a happy birthday to Brother Pierre Giorgio and Father Pascal. May God grant them many more years. Oh, I love that. Happy birthday. Wow. Amazing. I love when our priests, our religious, our sisters are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries for their, when they took their vows or ordination, or when they came into their ministry work. And we need to celebrate that, because it can be hard to be in ministry. It really can. And it can be hard to live out a vocation without a lot of problems. That's why we need to pray for our priests and our religious. I feel it so strongly. I've been working on pledge drives for a long time, and this recent pledge drive that I'm on, they have a lot of guest priests, and it's so wonderful. And I'm hearing their stories, and I'm, oh, so happy birthday. What an amazing celebration. Okay, we're going to get to Karen, but we do have an open phone line, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Karen in Phoenix, Arizona on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. First time caller.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just was telling Matt, the speaker, that it's not about a relationship. It's about, I'm 59. I would love to get married again so I'm not alone for the last whatever time I have left. I was married to a non-Catholic, been divorced for 25 years, never formally did an annulment at this point because I haven't met anybody. I don't know. I pray about it every piece of St. Andrew, the Christmas novena. And it's just, I guess at some point I have to maybe recognize that it's probably not God's will for me to ever get married again. But it's just strange because it's a huge desire of my heart. And I feel like those are kind of God-given, you know, some of our desires. And it's just confusing. Mm-hmm. Like at what point right. You just go, you know what, I'll just ride out the rest of this life by myself. That's okay.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions, Karen, if you feel open to answering them, freely. And it sounds like you may be driving, so I just want to make sure I can hear you clearly. So you were saying that, that's okay. So maybe if you, well, I don't want you to be safe driving because Phoenix can be very crowded. So just concentrate on the road. Okay. But Karen, so you're talking about at the age that you are and you're thinking, you know, there's that God is putting it on your heart, or you still feel it in your heart that you really want another meaningful relationship, right? But it's saying right. here, and I think I heard you correctly, you have not gone through the annulment process at all. You never even started it?
I did start it. I mean, I talked to a priest, and it's just our local parish priest, and I explained why I think that would be grounds for annulment. And he said, absolutely, you just need to do it. But there, at the time, that was like 20 years ago, I think it was like $500 fee, and I just, you know, at the time, I just didn't have that kind of money. I probably could do that easily now, or easier. I do have a 16-year-old at home, so it's not like, I do have some financial responsibilities, but...
Right.
Anyway,
right.
But they would absolutely qualify for.
Okay, so here. I'm sorry.
In that priest's opinion, our local parish priest, I was just saying that he said you would absolutely 100% be granted an annulment in his opinion.
Okay, so here's just a suggestion, and pray about it, Karen. What I would do is maybe go back to that priest. It seems like you trust him and you have a relationship with him. And I would go back after praying about it. And okay, I just had an inspiration here. I would make an appointment and sit down where you're not interrupted at all by other parishioners or if he has other things he's doing, and just really one-on-one discuss this with him. And I would definitely go and lean in the area of possibly going through the annulment process. And I will tell you why, because if you are feeling the desire in your heart that there is another relationship for you, I would want to see you in a proper position in the church, meaning if an annulment is granted going through the process, then you are free to explore and engage in another relationship in by way of a friendship, or that's something that could develop into a potential, you know, a marriage. But what concerns me, Karen, is if it's on your heart and you're not in a proper place with the church. I have seen this happen where people meet somebody and they're just perfect. They were like, they're perfectly matched for them. And they're not in a good position with the church, with an annulment. And so they, you know, they're not free to go into another relationship. And I have seen people actually walk away from their Catholic faith because they chose this person that felt so perfect and so wonderful over the church. And so I always am a strong believer that we have to get things in the right order. And so it, since there isn't anyone significant in your life right now as by way of a relationship, I would go back to that priest after you pray about it, go through the annulment process. And then if the decree of nullity is granted, then you are free and you're in a good position to properly date and potentially, you know, marry this person. I would rather see you do it the right way, because then the graces are abundant for you. And so if God does want you with somebody else, or you are strongly feeling it, and it does happen, and it's God's will, then you're in a great spiritual place. What do you say, Karen?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I'm sure part of it is complacency, laziness, spending the money. But I kind of toiled with that from time to time. I do adoration every week at an unfun hour. So I will definitely bring that, pray about it, and you know, probably just get the ball rolling if that seems like the right thing to do. And I agree with you. Like, if things aren't in order, then why should God bring somebody into my life if I'm not in a position to get married anyway? Again.
Right. Yeah, but you know, Yeah. And so, you know, the church is very, the church gets it right. The church knows how to handle the situations and to make things go back into a proper order if it's God's will. And I love that. I love that the church has these remedies, right? These situations where it's always protecting our souls. It's always putting us in a position where we can receive those graces and be in a good place with our Lord and our church, and we can actively go into this world knowing that we're doing it the way for lack of a better word, the right way, so that we are free to receive everything, and we are free to move forward at a spiritual spiritual depth that maybe we wouldn't have if we stepped outside of that. So where I'm going with this, Karen, is I've seen also a lot of people that have kind of compromised, and I've seen their spiritual growth just kind of stall out. So I'm a firm believer to get it right with God, do it right, you know, submit and obey the way the church has designed this beautiful faith of ours, which was given by God himself. And so it's so amazing that if we do it the right way, with God, all things are possible, Karen. It's incredible. And I've been saying this for many, many years, and it's so true. I've seen it in my own life. So I want that for you. I put you in the prayer book so for you to discern God's will for you and for the next chapters of your life. Okay?
Thank you so much. It will definitely not be a non-Catholic if I ever do it. It will definitely be somebody who's practicing their faith, you know, and true to God, true to Jesus and Mary and all that. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm so glad that you said that. That's beautiful too. That shows how much you love your faith, and you're going to adoration. So it sounds like you're very engaged and you're in a great spiritual place. So that's wonderful. More power to you, Karen. Now, you said that this is your first time calling. I hope you check in with us. Okay.
I certainly will, especially if I have news to share.
Okay, because we're gonna. Okay, that's a deal, Karen. We're gonna be praying. Okay, thank you so much. Safe driving on the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, thank you, Karen. Moya is up next. I hope I get your name correctly. You're going to have to help me. First time caller from Alexandria, Virginia, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Can you help me pronounce your name, please?
Yes, of course. I'm very surprised and delighted that you took my call. I'm called Moira. Moira Margaret Taylor is my name.
Moira, I love that. Beautiful name. And thank you for being a first-time caller. And I love your accent. Oh, my goodness. You sound like an angel. You sound so beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate you saying that very much. Thank you. I just worked a 13-hour shift. I shouldn't sound so good, but I'm blessed because God allowed it. Thank you. And he allowed me to hear you, Miss Debbie.
Thank you. Yeah, go right ahead. So tell me about relationships. I mean, I know you were listening to my call with Karen.
I think I really want to share this because it's real and true. I had a 24-year relationship with the Middle East. I had two major positions. And when I came to America, I knew I needed more education. I wanted to improve. I had, you know, I had a great life, but I went to the Catholic University of America, and I did two more degrees there. And I worked very hard for those. I'm not blowing my trumpet. I'm just saying I worked very hard for that. And then I had a huge position here in Washington, D.C. And I had been in that position for 12 years, but now I felt a calling to move away from it. Who knows, but I believe the Holy Spirit I was inspired. So I was going to take 2 months off and then decide what I was going to do to serve this great country. I'm from Ireland. And this is a true story. A very good friend said, I want you to meet a lady who just became a CEO of a company, and she just needs a little help. And you're part of the alumni, and we just want you to assist us. And I said, well, I've had huge relationships with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic and all these fabulous hospitals in America. And this is the truth. So I said, of course, but I will come and help. So it was in the inner city of Washington, D.C. And when I met everybody, I said, well, I will give you great service for 90 days. And the position was quality and risk because they hadn't found somebody. So I was just going to assist, which you can do. It's a really good thing to do. And I just want you to know that I've been with this company in the inner city serving for 17 years.
17 years?
So man proposes and God disposes.
Wow. So you, this, okay.
Isn't that what, more, I just wanted to share more, that.
Listen. Yes. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I don't want you to go anywhere because you're going to hear the music in just about 30 seconds. So if you could stay put, I want to talk to you a little bit more about leaning into God's will and really discerning God's will and how God gives us so many blessings, so many graces, a great clarity for our future, a great understanding and amazing situations that God puts us in. There goes the music, Maura. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Callie, please hold on. You're calling in actually from Yuma, Arizona. That's so cool, Callie and Sandy. In Alabama, you stay put too. We do have an open phone line. Everybody, you know, who's waiting online, don't go anywhere. Everybody who's listening, definitely stay tuned in and maybe call in 833-288-3986. Oh. Okay, we are back. And yeah, everybody hang tight. I got just a little technical glitch here. So I'm just switching microphones. Give me one second, guys. I'm coming with you in just a minute. Hopefully everybody's still on the line. Yep, you all are. Great. Everybody listen today. That was great. I love you guys. I love the Take Two family. Okay, so we're talking to Maura in Alexandria, Virginia, and I wanted to bring you back on air because I wanted you to talk a little bit more about God's will. Okay, so many people struggle. They struggle with receiving God's messages, if you will. God's what God wants for them. Anything based on your incredible journey, could you share more what the Take Two family should be doing right now on listening to God and discerning his will?
I'm honored to.
Yes, yeah,
Miss Debbie, I remember when I was going through the application process, I kept thinking, this is the truth. I kept saying, this is so much work. I've had two huge positions, and but I'm going to do it because I will do this for 90 days, and then I will do what I think I need to do. And it's very interesting. So from the first day I met the community, I was inspired. It didn't start. It actually started with the application process because my will was not, I had some conflict in me.
Right.
Respectfully, and I'm not meaning to sound in any way, I want to express humility first because it was through humility that I came to the best position I have ever had in my life. And I was a chief nurse in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on an airbase for 12 years. I was there during the Gulf War. And then I was deputy medical attaché here in Washington, D.C. With the Arab world. And it was all extraordinary and wonderful. Isn't it interesting that from the moment I said, well, I put a limit. I said, I could do this for 90 days. And that's the truth. And I said, at least I will serve an inner city community. And then from there, I will go and do where I think I belong. And it's so wonderful because God placed me exactly where he wanted me to be. And then I've been teaching concurrently. He opened up every teaching position you can imagine here in Washington, D.C. So I never got to go to the Mayo Clinic again. Or I never got to go back to Ireland. Or I never got to go back to the Middle East. It was like that lovely film. It's a Wonderful Life, where man proposes and then God places you exactly where he wants you to be. And he gives you more joy than you ever imagined. And that's me.
Okay, I have to tell you, I've got tears in my eyes because I'm loving your story. I love your journey. There are so many things we can learn by what you have experienced. But my takeaway from what you have shared is this incredible love that God has for us when we trust, when we take the next steps and be in alignment with God's will. And I have said this so many times. I know I've said this so many times. I'm like a broken record. I'm just telling you, I'm like a broken record. God does, his plan is so much better than our thoughts and our plans. It's so much better when we trust and when we have this element of holy curiosity and awe and wonder, and we just go with it as an adventure. That's why I've been saying recently, I love what Bishop Barron has has been saying on his podcast, where he talks about how life is an adventure, and it should be that way. It should be exciting, and you don't know exactly, and your plans may feel and look different than what God plans, but when you lean into what God desires for your life, it's extraordinary, just like you shared. And I'm so happy you shared, because you probably have helped many, I know you did, you helped many souls today by sharing your journey. So thank you so much. You're incredible. I could talk to you forever. Plus, I love the sound of your voice. So I gorgeous voice. So, but your first time caller, call us again. Okay, please. Would you do that for us?
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Let's pray for all of us. And I love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Jerry and I, we love you back, because we love the Take-Two family. They're the best family in the world, we believe. So thank you. And I hope I put a smile on your face, because I think when God gives us, when we are allowed to live, there are so many gifts and beautiful things we bring to this world. And when we acknowledge it in one another, I think it's just a wonderful thing. It's very pleasing to God. So these conversations we have, they are brightening people's days. They are making people feel good about themselves. And that's a good thing, because the world is very hard. It's very difficult. But when we can lift each other up and share each other's joys, it's incredible. So thank you so very much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day in Alexandria, Virginia. Okay, Callie is up next from Yuma, Arizona, listening on our friends at Yuma Catholic Radio, which I will be at tomorrow night. Hi, Callie. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So tell us, this is about your husband, because it's all about relationships. So this is about your husband.
Yes. Yes. I'm definitely somebody who always calls in for advice, but not this time. My husband's been gone for a few weeks, and he comes back today sometime, and I've just been cleaning the house, and I'm prepping his favorite dinner, and I'm just excited to see him. And so I just want to give a little shout out to my husband. He doesn't listen to the Catholic radio unless he's driving my car. Small ways of evangelizing him, you know, but just we've been together. We're coming up on our 14th dateiversary. So I guess we have 14 years of dating.
Right.
And been married for 13 years. And yeah, I just wanted to take advantage of the opportunity of, you know, giving him a little shout out. He's so great. He's an amazing person. He provides for us. He finds the coolest things. He's just the best dad ever. And he works really hard. So.
Oh, his first name, Callie, for our new audience.
Yes, it's Beto, Beto.
Beautiful. And he's coming home after being away, and you're just super excited about that. Well, I can tell you that that's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, there are a lot of couples out there that they don't have that. They just don't have that, those same feelings that you're having. But those feelings that you have, and the love and respect and honoring of your wonderful husband, that's going to go a long way, you know, with your family, with your relationship. But here's what I mean by also going a long way. It's going to reach all the way to heaven, because you know that that is so pleasing to God when our spouses really do care about each other, love each other, and want to be with each other. So Callie, way to go. I love that you're super excited, and I hope you have a wonderful time as you go into the weekend and spend it with your family. I think that's beautiful. And I'm glad you did the shout out. So keep this recording if you ever need it.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Debbie. And I hope you all have the station. Have a wonderful day today.
Thank you, Callie. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. That was so beautiful. I love that call. That was a great call, Callie. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. It's all about relationships. So if you want to talk about a relationship that you have, that Callie did, that you want to just thank the Lord, the beautiful husband that she has, okay, or you want to talk about your work, your ministry life, a relationship, everything's about relationship, your relationship with Jesus. Let's talk about it. Maybe you're having having a difficult relationship. Maybe you have advice on relationships. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. There's still time to get on the show. So if you're prompted by the Spirit, we believe it's the Holy Spirit, say yes and call in. Let's get to Sandy in Madison, Alabama on Sirius XM 130. Sandy's been waiting a long time, but I think you have a message for our first caller, Karen, who's in Phoenix. Yes. Take it away, Sandy.
Thank you. I was strongly had this feeling I needed to pull over and call in this message to be given to Debbie and to whoever else needs to hear it. She should. I totally agree. I've never gone through the annulment process myself. Had need. However, I was involved with an annulment process for my sister, who begged me and begged me and begged me. And at the time, I drug my feet. I think probably it would still be true today. This was back in the late 1980s. And my sister had to get three people's, I don't know if you call it witness or whatever, but you had to get their input. We had to fill out information, honestly, you know, about what we observed in their relationship and the couple that was getting to, had parted ways. But my point is that even though I finally did it, my sister did get the annulment. And then she tells me eventually, she said, Sandy, I don't know how it came through because they told me that you're the only one. She approached two other family members. And in my mind, I knew they will never complete this. They will never complete the paperwork. Mm-hmm. So I felt even more pressure to do it. But obviously what I filled out in all honesty, and I put why I felt the other two people that she chose to fill out paperwork would never fill it out. And she did get her annulment. But it helped me, even though I was going through great difficulties with my marriage at the time. I'm still married after 46 years. But I'm just making the comment. It's not, don't do the annulment just only for her sake, but for the sake that she's probably going to touch lives in ways that she will never know on this earth. So that's why I just want to, plus I think she'll find great peace. That's what I've seen in people. Again, I've not gone through it, but anyway, so that's my two cents for the day. And thank you, Debbie, for you and Jerry for your show.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. No, that was great advice. I hope Karen sounded like she was in the car, so she was probably still listening, and I hope she heard it, or she might go back and listen to the replay. But yeah, Sandy, that's huge. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism on social media about the annulment process. You know, our church, I've said this a million times, our church gets it right. But I know that there may be some difficulties in various tribunals and stuff like that. Okay. So that, you know, you're going to have that. There's a human element to things in various situations. But, you know, Sandy, what you just said, I think was so powerful because I know there's been some, like I said, some criticism on social media about the annulment process in general and what it really means. And, you know, is it a Catholic divorce? You know, all those buzzwords that are triggering words to people. It's so unfortunate because unless you've gone and you went through helping your sister, but unless you've gone through the annulment process, you really don't know what it entails and you really don't know what to experience. I went through the annulment process. Okay. It was extremely healing and I learned so much about my faith, about myself and about relationships that I honestly never even thought about before. I never even, you know, even wanted to discover it. And so it's an incredible journey, really, of discovery. And so I agree with you, Sandy, and I thank you for bringing that to the Take Two family. Any other comments?
Well, and I was just going to agree with you strongly on not only, like I said, I didn't go through it like you did, but the same thing went through my mind as I wrote through things that were going on in my own life because I had to share some of my own stuff. And exactly what you said, it is very healing and it helps open your eyes, open your doors. And anyway, and thankfully has perhaps prevented me from giving up on my marriage and just going to the divorce lawyer. So anyway, thank you again.
Right. Well, thank
and
you.
I'll keep, that was all the family and my prayers there for everyone.
Oh, thank you. All the Take Two family intentions. Thanks, Sandy. Thank you so much. Call us again anytime. That was a great call. Okay, I just wanted to share before we get to Joe in West Texas about Mast Appeal, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Colleen Kelly Mast offers free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. That's tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Spirit World is 11 a.m. Eastern. So I always have to make sure I remember that in my head so that I can share with listeners so they could call in. And that's a call-in show too. Okay, Joe in West Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Joe has something to say about relationships. Take it away, Joe.
Yes, ma'am. Me and my wife are going on 45 years married. And I've just been blessed that I have an angel in my life, which is my wife. And she's the one that has always led my life in a straight life, always reading the Bible to me and stuff like that. And if it wasn't for her, I guess I wouldn't have lived this long. But, of course, I come from a real Catholic family. My parents, they're going on about 70 years married. My grandparents on both sides, they lived and they were married together about 60 years, and they were a big example in my life, in our lives. I just want to say thank y'all. And that's, I mean, I listen to y'all as much as I can because of my wife.
Oh, that's so sweet. Can you give us your wife's first name, Joe, so I can put you as a couple in our prayer book?
Gloria.
Gloria. Okay, beautiful. 45 years. Okay, Joe, I'm not going to let you go yet because I got to pick your brain on something, okay? 45 years, and it's so that's a long time to be with somebody in a relationship. Can you give us any words of wisdom on how to make our relationships better?
First, to have God in your life, because without God, I don't think a marriage will work. And I think the two people, it's got to be from the same religion. Because if one goes one way, the other goes the other way, I don't think it's going to work at all.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Joe, since you are so open about this and you can help us, and you're probably helping, I know you're probably helping at least thousands and thousands of souls today that are listening to Take Two. What about, what can you say about communication, Joe? Because I get a lot of clients in my coaching ministry where communication has just broken down to the point where they're just like roommates. They're roommates instead of a husband and wife. What do you say to that, Joe?
Well, that's another deal. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm not very good at communicating with my wife and stuff. I mean, I keep a lot of things in me, but she's always trying to get me to open up and ask me about work and stuff like that. And I'm still trying to open up as much as I can. Like I said, 45 years, and I know she gets tired of me not opening up and showing my feelings and stuff like that, but I try. I really try, but I always pray to God to help me to communicate with my wife. So that's, like I said, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm not very good at communicating, but my wife somehow listens to me.
Right. Well, they say that women, you know, in general have, you know, want to use more words during the day than men. So you're not alone, Joe. I'm married to a man of few words, and he's that way as well. And it's interesting because many of our arguments that we have had it revolves around communication. And so did you ever notice that with Gloria?
Oh, yes, definitely that, because she's always, I mean, we can come home or I can come home from work and I can sit there and just watch TV and not say nothing the whole time. And she's over there talking to me and stuff like that. And I try to listen to her and stuff. And then she asks me well, what do you got to say about this? What do you got to say about that? And probably two or three words about all comes out. And she's always saying, I'm always talking to a wall. And I'm always being apologetic to her. It's like, well, I'm sorry. That's all I got to say. I mean, I don't know what to say.
I'm chuckling, Joe, because that's exactly what I say to my husband. Exactly. I wonder if that's a standard response, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's, I don't know. Maybe it's the year that we was born or whatever, but, I mean, I guess my dad's been the same way. I guess my dad, he's a, you know, few words and stuff, and it's always my mom talking to my dad and asking questions, stuff like that, and my dad is staying there. But my deal is I don't want to bring work home and talk to my work because, I mean, it's not important to me. Work is important, but when I get home, I just want to listen to her and try to pay attention more to her. And I mean, she's always reading on Bible verses to me when I get home. And on Sunday, we go to church regularly. It's every Sunday. And like today, for the first time, I went to church today on a weekday. She asked me to go, and I said, well, I had time to go, so I went. And believe it or not, after I got out of church, I mean, I feel good and work's going wonderful. So.
Oh, that's amazing. So God's blessings are abundant. That's fantastic. You've got a great wife there, Joe. You're very blessed. And it's amazing, sir. You know, how beautiful the 45 years. That's incredible. Especially in this world we live in right now. But I will tell you that every year, I'm sure that it was so pleasing to God because you guys stayed together. You worked through, even some, difficult times, I'm sure, in 45 years. But that's what relationship is all about, getting through those ups and downs and twists and turns and coming out stronger together as a couple. So, Joe, God bless you. I think you're awesome. And tell Gloria I said that you guys are in the prayer book, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for everything y'all do and whatever. Everything, like I said, I listen to y'all as much as I can, and I bring it home to my wife, and she can't believe that I listen to a Catholic radio station at work when I'm at work. Oh, but it's amazing what she does to me. So, thank God.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you. Safe driving. It sounds like you're in the car. Safe driving. That is wonderful. Great call. Oh, I just love the Take Two family. Isn't it wonderful to get to know everybody better? And so you know that we're all kind of thinking the same thing. We tune in because we want to learn and grow together. We want to share our lived experiences. We want to explore different topics that we can all relate to, and we can come out better after this hour. And I just think that it's such a unique platform. And I wish, not because Jerry and I get to host this show. I truly wish that this show was broadcasted, every square inch of the planet, so that be live, so people could participate. Because I think as we come together as the body of Christ and we truly share from our hearts about our lives, the world we live in, things we're dealing with, the troubles we're having, how we have health issues and things that are bothering us, how we share about our kids and our grandkids and what's going on with them, we're willing to disclose a lot on this show. I mean, I wonder sometimes, it's so exciting when I see it, but I wonder if people are thinking, wow, that person just told the whole world their life, their whole story. But that's the trusting, safe environment that we believe that God has allowed and created in this platform of Take Two. So it's a very unique show. It's not like every other show, but it's very, and we always weave in our faith, always. We always bring in our faith life, our spiritual life. We always bring it back to a solid catechesis. So I just, I'm just so grateful to the Take Two family for stepping up and always sharing. And if you're brand new and you're listening, well, every weekday, Monday through Friday, our wonderful producer, Michael, he's our producer. We have Matt on the phones. We have Pedro on social media. I'll wave to everybody again. Thanks for the compliments about the, my bling cross hat. Thank you. I've had it for a long time and I just feel very, I don't know. I feel like it's game on when I wear this hat, and especially for pledge drives. So I get it. It just gets me excited about it. So, but we have a wonderful show team behind the scenes to make these live call-in episodes available to you. So if you're listening and you've never called Take Two before, maybe you'll call Monday when we're talking about experiences of God. So we want to hear about your experience of God. And you can tell us that really mystical encounter. You can tell us about a feeling. We would love to hear it. We love your stories. Okay, you guys, now you can get started with your weekend. But don't forget to tune into the Spirit World tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. But until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. See you real soon.